So, Bob, about 30 people showed up to the meeting last week to discuss the university's plan for these historic homes in light of their expansion. What happened?
So the university basically said that they are willing to work with the historic preservation folks to come to some kind of a compromise. They didn't say that they would go all the way with the concerns by the historic preservation folks, but they did basically agree to work with them on how to manage some of these historic properties.
So what would a compromise look like? Would that mean destroying some homes or moving some homes? Did they actually discuss the nuts and bolts of what they would do?
Right. So the university has said that demolishing the homes is off the table. There are no plans to demolish the homes. What they did say, though, one of the new points that was introduced is that if somebody wanted the homes and wanted to move them, the university would entertain that idea subject to Board of Regents approval.
Realistically, or is anyone lining up to move these houses, though? That seems like a very costly solution.
So obviously, some of the options would be to preserve the homes as they are, to maybe build around them, to remove perhaps some of them, maybe dismantle some and relocate them somewhere else, or completely get rid of them. Again, the university said it has no plans to demolish the homes. However, they did say that relocation could be a possibility. So the Historic Resources Commission basically voted to add language to a document that the city has drafted in regards to these properties. They're basically saying they want to have more consideration for the impact to historic resources in this area. So they voted unanimously to include that in the document. The city council is expected to revisit the issue at its April 27 meeting.
What's the timeline here?
So the university is in the planning stages of wanting to build a business building in this area. So they are looking to develop architectural renderings and things like that in order to start fundraising for this building. Essentially, what they've said is that nothing's going to happen within about 3 years other than anticipating building this building.
In 3 years, if people have moved on and forgotten about this, is it possible that it could still happen?
Well, based on the tenor of the meeting last week, I don't think people will forget. There was a lot of very passionate opinions expressed about this. The turnout was pretty significant for the Historic Resources Commission. There was a number of news media there. So I think this is actually becoming a bigger issue at this point in time.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
That was Bob Conrad. He's our contributor from thisisreno.com.